Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. But this is a live radio, which obviously we had some cool empty moments, spaces between our songs, but hello. Yeah, normally everything goes very smoothly, but I like when things are not happening easily, and I need to think from the start. Today, what a show we'll be having today. More than two years ago, I had in the studio beautiful gentlemen. And who would think that 2.5 years later, we become friends and we are doing a lot of stuff together, like singing and dreaming and recording and creating something very, very special for this gentleman. His name is Jacek Maga, but you will be angry at
Mateusz.
Me. You are Mateusz. You see? He can speak. Mateusz Maga. Hi, Mateusz.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Mateusz. Mateusz is originally from Poland, and he's so cute because 2 years ago he had translator with us in a studio, but I know he speaks English well. I took him to mall and he was talking to Apple people. Then, you know, if you can discuss technology in an Apple store, you for sure can speak English. Then we'll try to get some answers from Mateusz in English, because you speak English. Don't be shy. Are you shy?
No, currently no, so it's okay.
Okay, Mateusz, like I say, I'm so happy to have you back after 2 years. And you are in LA how many days?
Currently, I think like 10 days, so.
You were here 10 days, and you are leaving next week, yes?
Yeah.
What is the coolest things that year ago I was in Poland and you had a birthday and we saw each other on your birthday,
yeah,
not knowing?
Currently, yeah, it's the same situation, yeah.
And now it's the same situation. You are here. Your birthday is in
11. 1 week. Yeah, 11
on the 11th. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
And you are here with me. I couldn't not have you on my show, especially that 2 years ago you told me that your dream, or I told you that your dream is to probably to be a singer. And you were like, how do you know that? Because I said you have original voice when you speak. Yes, your voice is unusual, very high.
Yeah, I know about it. So I hope that it will be good in the future, yeah.
Yes, I agree. Your color of your voice is very unusual. And I heard this 2 years ago and I told you, yeah, if you want to try singing, for sure I can help you. And then 2 months later, yes, 2 months later, you were in studio in Warsaw.
Yeah, exactly.
And you recorded song that is called?
First Kiss.
First Kiss. We had many hours in the middle of the night for you practicing over Skype. And you were singing with me. And I was loving to see how much you wanted to learn and how much you really were excited about singing. Sometimes it was 12 at night for you, 1 at night for you, because in America there was 3
and
4.
Yeah, different time, yeah.
Yeah, different time. You were just always ready. I felt so sorry for you, but you didn't care. You knew that we need to sing, we need to record.
Yeah, it was a nice experience for me, and currently I hope that it will be better, yeah, for future, and I hope the next song, it will be awesome.
Look at you. He can have his own radio show already. Your English is perfect, Mateusz. Mateusz Maga. Again, okay, we are talking about your first song. I think we need to play this song. The song name is First Kiss, and I think you did amazingly. And we have like more than 300,000 views on the YouTube.
For one video, yeah.
Yeah, for one
because,
video.
Currently it's available like two video on YouTube. Wonderful. Like video clip and like only lyrics. So
wonderful. Then everybody, please go to YouTube and check First Kiss with Mateusz Maga. But for right now, we'll be listening to the song.
Say what you wanna say, do what you wanna do, but remember our first kiss. Fight if you wanna fight, cry if you wanna cry, but remember our first kiss. I am not made of iron steel. No, I am not made of glass. So don't make me live when my heart beats to the beat of your heart. Don't say I'm wrong. To feel this way, to keep all alive, so we can survive. Say what you wanna say, dig what you wanna take, but remember our first kiss. Tear our days apart, leave our nights intact, but remember our first kiss.
People love you, and also people love to critique you in Poland. Yes,
yeah, I know, but it's amazing because currently in here in Los Angeles, a lot of people told me about this song from, you know, people from Poland. So it's awesome for me. Yeah,
I'm so excited. You know what? I like people can talk. The most important, they like to talk about you because outside of your dream of becoming a great singer, you are already great,
you know,
in something else that you do. You
for me, modeling is, you know, it's very important for me. Yeah. But singing is like extra for me. And I hope that it will be possible, you know, doing like modeling and singing.
Yes, and for sure. For sure. Why? Because I wrote a song that is called Runway Soul, and you will be recording soon.
Runway Soul is amazing. Yeah, amazing in connection with the name, yeah, because it's like modeling, fashion,
and
yeah,
you'll be
singing,
walking
so
on a stage, and you'll be having your hair blown with the air, and you'll be changing clothes and taking off your jackets, and people will be like, Runway Soul! Everybody will be screaming. You know what? Because you can really marry modeling and singing on a stage with your maybe soon brand that is called Maga.
Yeah, everything.
Remember, 2 years ago I said you'll be a singer, and now I say you'll be having your own brand.
Yeah, clothes, everything. Yeah.
Yes, that's what we do. Okay, but
maybe never say never. Yeah. So
I just love putting in universe certain dreams, and we have a guest already with us in the studio. Anya Walter, for 1 second, you are the specialist and our expert in coaching and making artists to dream even more. Yes. And yes, then I will be talking a little bit more after we finish interview with Mateusz and his beautiful friend Agnieszka, which is also with us in the studio.
My friends, you know, it's like for me, it's like my best friend. Yeah. It's amazing because Agnieszka, it's like, you know, my second mother.
Oh, that's so sweet. I thought I'm your second
like
mother.
Sister, huh?
Sister. Okay, I could be his second mama.
No, in connection
she's
with
too
the
young
age,
to be a mother.
But we said mama, then I think we need to say hi to your mommy.
Yeah, yeah, my mom is so cool, and yeah,
your
greetings from
amazing.
Los Angeles.
Hi, mama. Hey,
yeah,
her
my
name is
Dorota.
Dorota
Maga.
She's just amazing. I see her every moment of the day when I'm on Facebook or something. She just knows what's going on in your life. She's just the most supportive mother.
I have amazing contact with my mother every day, like, you know.
But now we need to tell people that, yes, Mateusz is just not only beautiful and very, very smart, because you were studying engineering, yes, in Poland?
Economist,
sorry. Yeah. Da. Okay, but that's also very, very smart. Then you are educated a man.
Was a school of economics, yeah.
Wonderfully. You're gorgeous, and in Poland, in a way, you got lucky. That's good, because a lot of gorgeous people everywhere in the world, but you started in a TV show, yes?
That was I started from Poland's Next Top Model, and after that it was Project Runway, after that it was Agent with the Stars, so a few programs in Poland, yeah.
I just love him. 2 years ago, he was translator, and now look at you people. 2 years, he's just perfect. You are just perfect, man. I'm so proud of you. Okay, now, you just came back from Europe, because the runways, you are the runway soul. You are just running from one runway to another runway, and you just...
Like during Fashion Week,
Fashion Week. Then you were in Milan. Where have
you? Milan, Paris, Fashion Week. So it depends on the markets, London Fashion Week, so and in Paris I am with IMG Models, so it's very good for me, because, you know, I need a very strong model agency, and in here I'm looking at appropriation model agency in Los Angeles.
Okay, everybody who knows somebody in the modeling world, please go and check Mateusz Maga Facebook.
No Facebook, like Instagram for me is, you know, it's most popular.
I just found out that old people are using Facebook, and they're really cool, yappy people. They're all into Instagram. It's true. I my daughter, Natasha, she just gave me the link, and it's like thousands of pictures of yours.
Yeah, and Agnieszka currently, you know, has an amazing store in connection with, maybe you can
okay.
say something.
Okay. You have
in a connection good. With
we
check-in.
Still said so fast that she's your really great friend. I would love to know, Agnieszka, how did you meet Mateuszek? Mateusz, closer to the microphone.
Polish Film Festival.
Polish Film Festival.
Two years ago.
2 years ago, same time.
Closer to the microphone. Klasa, you need to almost touch the microphone. You are a star, too.
2 years ago, yes. 2 years ago, the film Polish
Film
Festival.
That's
how
everybody was there. And I know that your husband is in the entertainment industry. Yes, he's...
Yes, Mark Alexander Hertz, yes.
What is he doing?
Acting. He's an actor.
So amazing.
I'm drinking water. He's an actor. And is it easy to be a wife to the actor?
Yeah.
Yay! Of course it's easy. If you love men,
yes,
why not? But you have your own business, your own passion.
I'm renting a space. Yeah, it's a big store. It's an antique store. We're selling vintage antiques, new stuff. So yeah, check it out. It's in Agoura Hills. Yeah,
next door to me.
Absolutely.
I love this store. It's on Agoura Road. I don't know how many antique stores are in Los Angeles. They are like spread apart, but this one is so special, and because it's a few of the stores, and the one big one is so charming. They just, I don't know if you are in this one, the biggest one, like in the corner.
It's called Mix Store. No, we're next to it. Yeah,
okay.
Mix Fine Things.
I cannot wait to say hi to you.
Absolutely.
We are there every 3 weeks with my daughter. Always I'm looking for perfect ring. I have so many of them.
Yeah, we have beautiful rings, beautiful jewelry, beautiful antiques, furniture, home decor, whatever you like. Stop by.
Are you taking something on a consignment? I'm thinking about business. Yeah, I can give you a few, you can give me another one. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I give you my few, you give me what I want, like update. Hey, always business in my head. I love it. And why? How this happened that you both like each other so much? You spend so much time with Mateusz.
For example, in connection with you, by WhatsApp, and yeah, I mean, for example, in London, and I have contact with Agnieszka, so it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so happy.
And you have another friend.
Yes.
They're connected.
Yeah.
Gabriela Madlov, yes.
Anya. Anya is living.
Another Anya.
Anya.
I have so many luck to Anyas. Yeah. Oh, you have some another friend that you like?
Yeah.
We need to say hi to them because they help you here in Los Angeles to move around because you don't have a car.
Anya currently is in London. London. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So greetings from Anya.
Okay, beautifully. Okay, I don't let you like stop and not talk more about your modeling because we are very, very excited to have you here. And you are also in so many magazines. Your hair or your face is promoting a
Currently, I did campaign for Goldwell and KMS California, so... it was so nice for me because, international campaign.
KMS, that's a pretty known hair product
yeah,
company.
Yeah, hair products.
And
but
you are on a billboard, New York, and a really, really many, many places there. And your commercial is pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah, but for me, the most important is like high fashion, yeah? So a lot of editorials, for example, in Milan, Paris, yeah. And it's a very nice experience for me, and I love it. I love fashion, so. So.
Yes, you do love. We went to Zara, and you were so sweet. That's why I found out that you speak English in the Apple store. But then we went shopping for clothing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was so cool.
I love it. Like, you know, very casual clothes. So, yeah, for me. And casual and, big brand name is very, very nice for connecting. Yeah.
Wonderful. And your style is very unusual. This special genre of is called Unusual Way. What is the name of the way how you dress, the way how you look?
But you know, it depends because my look is very different.
But they call this Andro.
My look like in connection with my face, yeah? Okay. So it's androgynous. I'm androgynous model.
One more time. That's
androgynous models. Model,
which means that you are so gorgeous that some of women would love to have your face because you're so beautiful.
Sometimes, a lot of photographers told me about both the vision in connection with and the project, yeah? So sometimes
you're challenging ladies next to you with your beauty. I'm like,
sometimes, so pretty!
Sometimes I did, for men and for women, unisex, like extra
yes,
for me.
Unisex clothing.
But only for modeling, just only for, fashion, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's very okay. I just love it because I like long, big shirts, men's shirts. I like jackets. I love jackets.
Me too.
You too,
We have the same jacket.
That's the coolest thing. We both have identical jackets,
It's very unisex. It's like, concerts. It's like...
Yeah. And we like the same style. It's so cool. We have the same shoes, similar shoes.
Sometimes, it's like a lot of...
And you like my hair color, which I need to tell you soon what I do because I make my hair by myself.
Sometimes, a lot of stuff in connection with the stores is like for men, for women, for unisex. So, I love like oversized. So sometimes,
You can do oversized because you size zero and I'm size, oh my gosh, don't cut me. But fact is that everything
that
looks...
I love, oh my gosh, size, oh my gosh.
Everything looks great on Mateusz.
That's the best.
Then what is the next? Now you're leaving in 1 week. We'll be working on a song, hopefully... But hopefully you will still work with me on the vocals, and then you are flying to Warsaw.
Currently, I'm not sure. Maybe to New York City, maybe to Warsaw. It depends because it will be holiday time coming soon. Yeah.
Yes.
So I have to be. I would like to be with my parents, with my family, from 1st April. So.
Then you are you having Easter. Schedule your session recording session for your new album? session.
Currently, yeah, I have it. So
yes,
for so April, yeah.
In April, you are. Ah, no,
yeah, and
time.
After then I have to go to the London. So yeah,
that's so cool. And then I will be
and
in
after
Europe.
Then I hope it will be possible come back to United States.
I'm sure this will happen. This is your dream, and I think when we set
yeah,
the dream and focus on one,
I thought about it. So yes. I think about currently to move to Los Angeles in future. Yeah.
Hopefully, mm-hmm. Agnieszka, do you have another room, spare room that is beautiful? A gentleman can feel like in home.
Always, yeah. We can always. We always find he has so many friends
yes.
like Gabrysia and Monica, other friends that he can. He's always welcome to
it's
stay
just
with
really
us.
Tough Absolutely. In the beginning. So
and he's so easy. Look at him. He's like.
Oh, he's so sweet. He didn't want to. I'm like, come to my place. And no, I need to take his shoes off. No, I'm like, come on, leave the shoes on. No. I God, thank you. He came and he stayed in with shoes on, then it's okay. But you are just so easygoing, so beautiful, and so respectful of everything around you. You were just raised very, very well, which again, thank you, mommy and daddy. You know, you have beautiful parents, and it's a pleasure to be around you, that's for sure. And your work ethics, amazing too. When it comes to singing, and I know how hard you are working to just going where you are going when it comes to modeling and being a star, because the Vogue also loves your face. Yes, you had few great sessions for a few good magazines. Can you tell us?
Like editorials, yeah.
You like that, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, for right now, we don't have a Runway Soul yet ready, but hopefully in April we'll be premiering before even you come back to LA. Hopefully we will be playing here. But for right now, we just wish you the best. Yes,
yeah.
And for you being so charming and speaking so nicely English, you can do it all, man.
You can do it.
Of course you can. Thank you again, Agnieszka.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, you will be back with him, I'm sure, when he will be back. And thank you. We'll be visiting your store. Again, your store will be on Agoura Road and is one of the nice part of the store that you will be displaying.
It's a big store and every artist, every designer is renting a space. So, yeah, it's a big store mm-hmm. and everybody does different arts or designers, furniture, jewelry. Yeah, you have to check it out.
Oh, we'll go.
Definitely.
Anya?
Definitely.
Okay,
I love antiques. I used to work in an antique store.
Look
actually,
at you.
I was studying.
I have a small 2 bedrooms, uh-huh. but, you know, the furniture that I have for sure belongs to antique store.
Do you know about Biedermeier, that German
Biedermeier.
Kind of style?
Yeah,
I love that. I used to work at a Biedermeier. Yeah, right. You lived Agnieszka.
You lived in Germany?
Lived in Germany, yeah.
In Ulm.
And when it comes to Poland, what town you are from?
Sopot.
You are from Sopot. Oh, you must miss Sopot.
Danzig.
Yeah.
Danzig.
Oh,
Danzig.
So beautiful. I love
so
Danzig.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, are you traveling to Poland?
My
open?
Best friend comes
I
from
I am
there too.
In June, yes. Mm-hmm. I will be traveling. Mm. I will be visiting my family in June, yes.
And it's such a great time then.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Wonderful.
Okay, we love you, Mateusz, Maga. Again, I hope everybody loves you. And First Kiss is still the first kiss. It's a first very, very beautiful song and single for you. Next is coming. Then album is coming. Your friends in Poland who are great musicians. I am really, really happy that you have great people working with you. And next 6 months, you'll be back. And you'll have your own show, probably.
I hope.
look at you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's the way to go about it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. For right
Thanks
now,
so much. Yeah.
I think we need to talk to our experts.
Oh, wow, yeah.
This sounds so good. You are.
But that was so much fun.
Yeah, I know, but you love artists. That's what you do.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is your main job to
absolutely.
Work with artists. Could you describe to us what are you doing and why I call you every month, once a month? Our expert, and I'm so proud of that. Okay, who is Anya?
Well, maybe because I have been working with artists and creatives and also creative entrepreneurs since 10 years now. In April will be 10 years. And helping them to live their dreams, you know, their potential to get to the next success level and to remove what blocks them, what holds them back, what stresses them, what creates anxiety, and like, can I do this? Will this happen? You know, and sometimes after a while, when you have done this for a while professionally, you know, you had different experiences, and some were great, and others were not so great. And the not so great ones then start to really get programmed.
Yeah.
And then they start to become blocks because you think, oh, it didn't happen this time and that time, so how's it going? Yeah, how is it going to happen next time, you know? And then contraction happens, and all the fears, you know? I mean, we have an exciting topic today. You will reveal it right away.
Okay,
it's almost a little too serious. We had such a nice reaction. But it's an important topic because it feeds into, or it has a lot to do with the fears that...
Yes, and our topic, how do I stand up
for myself,
for my needs and rights gracefully and powerfully?
Yeah.
And this is the same when it comes to women, the same when it comes to men.
Men, too.
You know, we need to many times stand out for what we want, and sometimes we are afraid to do that because we maybe can lose a big... Yes.
Yeah,
big way.
It's even, you know, often these fears of losing are even a little irrational. For example, I had a client, and he's a man, and it was just you could say a very basic thing. You know, his tax advisor, you know, wasn't calling him back, and he's late with taxes, and he's not calling back, and I'm he's afraid to rock the boat. You know, to really piss him off, and so. He's like, oh my God, and he, you know, postponed it. So he didn't speak up, you know, he didn't stand up for himself. And I said, you know, this is, you know, you gotta, we worked on an email, you know, sent this out because he wasn't returning the calls. So I said, send the email, and I helped him write it, you know, because he was like, because the thing usually is when you try to stand up, you're either getting into victimhood, so you feel like helpless.
Yes.
And
you
feel like hiding.
You did something wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe,
well, you
yes.
just feel like you have no power.
Yeah.
And so that's also what happened, you know, with women often or with men who do things they actually shouldn't be doing. Their intuition tells them not to do it. But the head says, oh, my God, if I don't do it, then I might lose a job. Then I might be considered like hysterical, or we can't work with her or him or whatever. And so he was afraid, you know, that this tax person would just dump him. And I don't know what you know, sometimes these fears are totally irrational.
Absolutely.
You know?
We are afraid to reach out to a person that we have problem with.
Right.
Because
and it's a professional.
Yeah.
It's a professional thing. You know, I said, this is just a business thing. So... You gotta stand up. You gotta connect, and you gotta also be clear. And that's the other thing, you know. Then when people try to stand up, they get into the whole fighting thing. So they think now they have to become bullies. I always call it the wolf, you know. Instead of being a nice, relaxed golden shepherd who protects you and he's relaxed and just makes woof and says, you know, this is my boundary. Stop here. You know, we think we have to become like this wolf, like killing everything and everybody and making them bad and blaming and you're so bad and how can you do this to me and you know. And that's often just like seeing, you know, war, you know, like that's
creating
the seed you send
war.
Out, you know. And so, and then you're in this dual and dualistic game of victim and perpetrator, and you usually don't get what you want. You're not really getting your needs met in that. Or only with a lot of struggle and fight. So with him, we would just like stay with the facts, be relaxed, be courteous, be friendly, you know.
Put on the paper everything what the guy is doing wrong.
Assume that this person is actually either overwhelmed or too busy, and this is usually the case of 99% of the cases, is that the other person is just
busy,
lost, overwhelmed, confused. I mean, like hung up in their own movie, I always say, their own personal movie, and they're not doing it against you. They just dropped the ball. They flew through the crack, you know. And so, and you remind them, you help them to step up again, to be integer again, to do what is best for them and for you. And then, you know, he was even postponing this email, even though we had drafted it. And like, wah! At some point, he
push
said, you know.
Push button.
Yeah,
go.
At some point, he said, you know, I realized, exactly. Push button, go send, no matter. And she responded immediately. Actually, it was a she.
Wow.
And apologized, you know, she had been sick, a person had been sick. And of course, it's not really, you know, it doesn't matter what they tell you. It's just like they connect again and they try to stand up then for, oh my gosh, I did something wrong. And then with the response, so I said, you know what, this response, it's nice, it's great she did, but she didn't give you what you needed.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to stay at it. And also, it doesn't feel like this is the right person to continue to business with because they are not
responding
on top.
Yeah, on
they're not on top of their stuff. They're too lost in the confusion. They're too lost in the overwhelm and making excuses and not being part to what who you want to be and how you want to treat your business. So I said, parallel, like dealing with this now with her and solving what needs to be solved, you look already for the next person that is better suited.
Okay, that's very interesting. I hope people understand how smart Dr. Anya is because she has a doctor degree.
Oh my gosh,
and you're really training as well. What I'm getting from that, from this conversation, and many times I think I talk too much and...
Oh, no.
I'm perfect. But you are right, but still when you want to put something on the paper that people need to read, then you need to read many, many times because sometimes it's dangerous to leave something on a paper because next day maybe you feel differently, you know, and sometimes
you bring up a great
point. What is better? Yes,
you bring up a good because that's what feeling, you know, the thing is that when you, of course, put it on there, you have to get out of the feelings either of victimhood or of blaming.
Good.
You know, you have to become into, you know, I always say you need to get into the neutral, loving observer. Connect with your higher self and look at the situation almost like through your third eye, you know, and between your, you know, look from a higher vintage point that really says, no matter what this person did, and it doesn't work for me, it's not what I
personal,
want.
Personal, and it's not even
you know,
personal.
But exactly, but it can feel very personal,
very
right? That's why we get stuck in it, feels so personal. But instead to say, you know, even if it feels personal, even if it's something I do not accept and it doesn't work in my life, I don't have to damn this person. I don't have to curse them. I don't have to make them into evil, you know? No matter how what they did, actually. And this is, like, big thing to say right now, which all the Me Too movement and everything has gone, and people have done really horrendous things and criminal things, you know? And I say, okay, if they have done criminal things, they have to be persecuted. They have to be, no, they have to be put in jail. They have to be in a court. They have to be persecuted. But killing them by words, you know, before even being persecuted, that's just flipping the same coin, you know, becoming in a way as abusive as they were. And instead of assuming that everybody does, it sounds really crazy now, does the best they can. So to come from the point of no matter what they did, he's okay, I'm okay. At the core, that's a very spiritual point of view now. At the core, we all one and we all pure divinity, infinite. You know, infinite intelligence. So that's not what did it, you know. And we can hold that and say, you know, at the core, we all really good and pure.
But when I look from your perspective, that people are mostly good, and we don't want to tell or see in someone that they could be evils or evils in a way.
Well, we don't want to judge them as evil. You can still say what they do is unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
You know, and it's not, let's say, out of integrity.
Okay.
It's criminal, maybe even.
Okay.
It's something that is not integer. All these things. But you see that these words don't have emotional charge to them.
Yeah.
As if you say, what an asshole, or what a
we like these words.
Fucked up guy or girl.
Yes.
You know, what a crazy chick or all these things, you know. If you, and that's big for us because we think we are in control when we do that. We feel more powerful when we do that. You know, we think if to get back to power, to step up, we have to become a little more of that, like them. We have to condemn. We have to point fingers. We have to become a wolf, you know? Mm-hmm. And instead of being the victim
tiny
sheep, you know, that's being eaten, now we have to be the one who eat. And that's a trap. That's a trap. And what I just say is when we go into that higher view of basically he's okay, I'm okay. I get out of this emotional turmoil. And then I can, from that vintage person, say, yeah, okay, but what is now my need? What boundary is maybe hurt? And what do I need to do from that vintage person to say no? Just say no, to say, this doesn't work, I want this instead.
Okay.
You know? Or how do I can... It's about responsibility. How can I either ask the other person... And we have a... Let me... One sentence, and then you again. What we have confused is responsibility and guilt.
Yes.
And also stepping up and, you know, taking charge and being either a perpetrator or a victim.
I like the last line, what you are saying, because I believe that we are very everybody's uncomfortable to steer the path or just fight for your own rights or just speak out for yourself. Mm-hmm. This is not in our nature. Some people are maybe more aggressive and they feel comfortable face somebody face to face or via email or via phone and just, you know, tell them into their faces even, oh, you are this, you are that, even without using bad words. But mostly we are postponing discussions like that. We are trying sneak out of the conversation, and sometimes really we make moves by eliminating the person that we don't like and bringing another person, and then the person that we dumped or dropped, they come back to us, say, hey, why I'm not working with you anymore, and now you are working with somebody else. Then I think dealing the, I love people, and I'm learning older I'm warning everybody, my daughter too, that don't postpone something that doesn't feel right. Speak out. You find a way. I love your way, being more gentle. Don't be aggressive. Just try to get yourself out of situation that is wrong for you and feels not right.
Well, it's yes. And at the same time, you know, sometimes postponing something, that means instead of reacting, you know, responding. So usually if you're triggered and if you say this doesn't work and, you know, we just want to lash out, we want to react to get it out of the way or over with it.
Yes.
You know, and for example, I had a client, you know, it was about with her agency and the contract. And so
Mateusz, listen.
And so it was. Yeah, that's important with an agency, you know, because it was something in the contract that she said, you know, I shouldn't be responsible for this. You know, I shouldn't have to take care of securing certain rights or so. You know, that's your job. But she felt, on the one hand, she felt helpless. On the other hand, she was upset, you know, because why don't they just do it? You know, how can
that's
they do this
job
to me?
It's not my
job. How do they you know, put it on all the actors to do this? Or, you know, because not just with her. So what she wanted to do was she was going back and forth between just signing it but blaming them that they made her sign it, okay, or postponing it and not doing it.
Which means she was not agreeing really in her brain with what they asked her to do, but she just wanted to get over with this and not feel like I want to be in conflict. I will just sign and this time let them have it.
Yeah, but then at the same time, writing to them what bad guys they are and how can they do that to me, you know? So because she wasn't okay with it.
Then
you know?
How did you and advise her? What did you
right,
advise
I did.
Her to
I,
do?
I, well, I told her that, you know, it's in a way about growing up, you know, take responsibility for your need and saying, you know what, there is something in the contract, it's this and that, that I feel for these and this reason shouldn't be there. It doesn't work for me. And I feel you are actually much more competent to take care of this. You know, this is, you know, you're my team. Like, agency is a team. It's somebody who works with you, but it's actually you are the boss in a way, you know, because it's your career. You, like you, Mateusz, you know, it's your life. It's your career. You decide with whom you work, and you hired people in a way. You know, they get 10% or 15%, you get the rest. You do most of the work for that,
yep,
and they do the work for the 10 or 15%, right? So you have responsibility for 90% or even more, or less. But anyway, you have in any way the majority of responsibility for your own career, for that your needs get met. So I told her, write them. And I helped her to frame it because, you know, learning this kind of communication is not something you learn in when you learn acting or singing or modeling. No school is teaching that. And yeah. I have, you know, for 20, 25 years, I don't know, communication is just my thing. So I have learned and trained myself and always fascinated me. How do you communicate to the point so that you can influence people without having to manipulate them in a negative way or boss them around or, you know, or beg them, you know, go in this, like, either I'm down or I'm up, but really from eye to eye, from a level, you know, of and really honoring the level of relationship. I always say, look at what kind of relationship you have. With her agent, for example, there was a long-term relationship already. It was about doing the next contract. And it was something that you can say we know each other, we trust each other. But there had been some mistrust going on for a while, so that was shaky. And but it's professional also. So there's a personal element, professional element. So then when you have a personal element, you do want to appreciate. You do want to say, you know, thank you for making this contract and thanking for, you know, I look forward to work with you again. I appreciate this and that. But this part in the contract doesn't work for me. And, you know, for this and this reason, I would like to have this change. Do you see any possibility to change this? Hello, it's just a question first, right? Yep. And then, and it was so funny because we did this, and she's doing movie right now, so she didn't have that much time, so she didn't send it out right away. She was still fuming a little bit, but internally she was already, with my technique, you know, working on releasing this. And first, you know, that's the best thing, first internally release the whole blame, release the anger, you know, forgive the other person, forgive yourself, send some love to the other person, just in your mind, send some love to yourself. So release all this, this is a fight and they're bad and I'm stuck and so. And then 2 days later, she got an email from him without having sent her email that we did. And he said, you know what, I thought about it. I changed, you know, let's do this. And so he proposed, and he actually took it on him again. He changed it in a way that he said, you know, that would work for us too. And then you don't have to do this anymore. And so, yeah. And then she sent me her reply, you know, draft. And then I said, you know, that was more like, oh, what a great idea. Okay. And then, by the way, what about this? And I'm like, no, stop.
You already got something.
You gotta first appreciate, really appreciate. Not as a good idea. It was more than an idea, right? It was a
change
proposal.
Of mind, yes.
It was a real change. So thank you for making this change.
Yes.
And I really appreciate this. You know?
Oh, my gosh, we are learning a lot, Mateusz, how to deal with people. I love what you said. Sorry that I stopped.
No, sure.
Appreciating. We need to learn appreciating.
Oh, yeah. That's such a key. It's like love, you know. It's just an appreciation.
Even when it's not good enough for us, we still need to stop and say, wow, they already did something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not ask right away for something more. Let's just stop and say, okay, they already did something what I wanted in first place.
Exactly. Appreciate and take a breather with them.
Yes, the breather.
You can still ask for more, you know, but only after you have really made the point to show them, I got you. I receive this now with my appreciation. I see that you got out of your way, you know. And when people don't that, it's almost like they ashamed.
More,
No, they felt almost ashamed that they got it.
Okay.
You know, that they're not worthy of, that it can be so easy, you know, she got it. So it make they brush over it.
Yes.
Instead of really stepping up also. That's also a way of stepping up and saying, thank you. I appreciate you for doing this and I receive it this way. And this is awesome. And then the next and another question, we just framed again with also, you know, it was about, you know, this always is a scheduling thing. You know that, right? I mean, where to run, where to go, and then this, and then there, they won't book you, and the next one to book you, and oh my God, is this working out together, and is this overlapping, and so, and it was about this, a little mistrust in there. And I said, again, you just ask if you're on the same page. You know, this is your information. He has his information, and you just want to align it. You don't want to communicate, can I trust you? Is this really like, you know, are you onto it? Are you doing a good job? Hello, let him do their job, you know, assume trust, but stay in charge by asking, are we on the right page together? You know, do I have the information that you have so I can let this go because I'm shooting? I don't want to have to take care of it. You know, it's a good need it's to have. Dance. It's a very respectable
beautiful
need.
Dance, you know.
Yeah, it is a dance.
It's a dance back and forth, the communication in everything, because we are talking about artists and... But really, in life, it's the same. Even between people,
yeah.
In
always
a family,
relationship,
it's a real. Then you are more than our expert for the artists and entrepreneurs. You also are giving us great advice how to be better humans. Make
I
us
think it
better
actually
in
comes always. That's such a great point. Thank you for point. Thank you for saying that, because. Actually, it doesn't matter what kind of profession we have, what we do. At the end, we're always human beings, and at the same time, we are divine beings, in my point of view. You know, we're this divine, spiritual, light, energy being having a human experience and a human form.
The spiritual positivism like you have and business mind, this is like so not normal to
me. That's special to combine that. That's true. Yeah. That's
normal people don't have this beautiful soul and still want to get what they want in life in a style that doesn't hurt another person.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do this? And we are learning a little bit. Okay, yeah. Mateusz, because we are an artist and mostly a lot of people are also working for us and for you and in the past for me to get me in a better place in art, and that I am or you are who you are today, and hopefully in a few years you will be even much more successful or really very, very successful. Then I think what Anya says, we can always ask for something that we have problem with, but the way how we do need to be really appreciative. We are at the comic, even when we won't drop somebody like pancakes, you don't want to work with them, still need to be certain level of class and communication.
That's a good word.
Yeah, class. Then yes, that we need to just somehow not be afraid to stand up for ourselves and our needs. And clearly, mostly with Anya's help, and we'll give her phone number and all links to Anya's if somebody needs the help about what we are talking about. But really... Let's not drop people like they are zero worth if they work for us for many, many years and maybe they made some mistakes or not, because that's a relationships and we are putting something in the air that comes back and haunts us.
Oh, yeah. That's so true, because we are all connected. And it's almost like you're seeing, you know, it's a sow, you're sowing seeds. And then at some point it will come back because we're all connected, and it's a certain kind of energy that you send out and that comes back like a boomerang.
And that's like making even this different, but very down, on a down mode. But it's very important. We are talking about Me Too movement. Uh-huh. And obviously, you know, a lot of bad things happen to women, to men, and all, you know,
no doubt about it.
Sexual abuse and the power games and stuff like that. And a lot of, in the situation like that, mostly men, they never believed that 20, 30 years later, somebody will put them in front of the judge and they say, this is the time and you will be paying for what you did to me. Then the question before the show I was talking to you about, is this something that you think is for like another 2-3 months and then will be swiped under the rug? Already the biggest changes are happening right now. And do you think that the movement will have staying power? And the same question to Mateusz, because obviously in Poland, everywhere, probably we are talking Europe about this movement too. And the same with you, Agnieszka. We all have our view on this point. I really think that this is like 2, 3, 4, 5 months, maybe 6 months, and I'm worried that everything will be almost the same. That another movement, another problem, another somebody else, something will be up stronger on the radio, on TV, and we forget.
Well, both will happen. It's not an either or.
Yeah, you think
so? Because it will be both happening. One thing is that, of course, there will be other news, there will be other things come up, and then the topic in the press will subside. You know, it's just always like that. But that doesn't mean that it hasn't a ripple effect on the people and the society. And that sometimes when you wake up to something, to a realization, you know, it changes you. And it makes you look at things differently. And you have a different kind of awareness. And then, of course, it depends also on the choice of the people. You know, do people choose to learn from it and to continue to learn from it and to continue to get on the different level of awareness, you know, that says, you know, one thing on the part of the people who feel they couldn't step up for their yeah. boundaries. Yeah. I mean, what their passes or what maybe the call is to learn to follow your intuition and to say no early, you know, before you have consequences that you then blame others for, understandably so, because they haven't looked out for you and you trusted they would. Yeah. You know, like Uma Thurman and Tarantino, you know, and this famous shoot in Kill Bill that almost killed her, you know, and she had an intuition. And
she said, I don't want to do the scene, and
she didn't
want
to do it. And a couple of people, you know, talked her into it, and Tarantino was in his artistic world, you know. Let's assume again the best intention. Let's assume in his core is innocent, like we all have a core, innocent core. He was in his artistic thing. He was just thinking about her hair waving, you know, like make her hair wave. He wasn't thinking about consequences. Should he have thought about it? Sure, you could say he should, but who is actually really responsible, you know, for our reality? And that's always the me, you know. I'm responsible
so
for my health, for my body. And of course she had, sorry,
no,
hold on for
a
minute.
I love what you're saying, because that's a very important line. We are in charge of our own life, and we always give somebody else power to decide for us, or we want to please them.
And even
them,
more.
We're even
responsible for everything, for all of the creation. And that goes beyond, like, our minds. Our minds can get that, because we co-create all. We're so, in a way, so powerful. And that's this healing, you know, Ho'oponopono is like an Hawaiian healing modality that I'm actually right now getting certified in. It's really, really fascinating. And you know, it used to be a secret Hawaiian healing method, and that assumed also like 100% self responsibility, but also responsibility for everything that happens in your life. Whoa, you know, our mind can't get that, you know. Yeah. But if we assume that responsibility, then it's really to say, okay, how can I then, you know, clean whatever gets in the way to take this responsibility and to create the life that is really that I want to live. And that's to clean out all the programming we had, you know, all the, you know, the programming is the fear and the beliefs that actually told Yuma, I have to do this, yeah. even though my inner voice says no, because if I don't, I might lose a movie, I might get thrown out of my career. And I had another client who was just saying the same thing. She was booked to do a reshooting in ice cold water in Berlin. You know, right now we had minus 14 degrees in Berlin, and she's shooting another movie parallel. And it was like you could get you know, lung whatever, you know, bronchitis, even worse. And she said, what am I going to do? You know, if I don't do this, they say I'm like this high maintenance, you know, they might not. I had this happen before. A production company was dropping me. They don't work with me anymore because I didn't want to do something. I said, you know what? Who cares? Even if they drop you. But what is the consequence? I mean, there are limits. Let's say you go in there. And you do it even though your intuition says, this is crazy, I'm going to get sick, really sick. You might have, your lung might be damaged forever, you know. And who cares later? I mean, that's Yuma. She lived her whole life with neck pain. Her knee was crashed, you know. Mm-hmm. What there we have to get what, yeah, how
we
much worse
please. We
is
please
your
people.
Career? How much,
yes.
you know, how much worse is what other people think, what they could take from you? Just the fear of loss let's makes you lose. If you say, I'm not losing anything by saying no here, I'm actually
protecting
winning.
Yourself,
I'm having, yeah. I'm helping everybody to be integrity. You know, I would have myself, I would have helped Tarantino, I would have helped the whole crew. You wouldn't have to go around with guilt for the whole life, you know, and so forth. And it's really a stretch. And, you know, people might call in here and say, you know, how could you say that? You know, this is so horrible what they did. Yes and no. It's both, you know, because each person had their responsibility. And we can blame the whole world. You know, and I told this young actress, I told her, you know what? Tell them that, you know, this way doesn't work for you. maybe there's another work. So they came up with really, like, they showed her, even one person tried it, a wetsuit and this and that and this and so. And then she said, you know, now it looks that could be, I could do it maybe. And I said, you know what? It looks, it could be easy now. It looks pretty good. Always looks easier than it is. But, you know, now ask your intuition again. And if it says yes, fine, do it. If it says no, then be courageous and say still no.
Oh, how
and
much
we are so disconnected from our intuition. That's the other problem, because we're so taught to not trust it and to learn to think always, to think our
pleasant,
head can figure
nice
it out.
And just give up on our
exactly.
own intuition.
And so we don't hear the secret voice.
That's
often
why
anymore.
We have every month on first Monday, Dr. Anya Walter Rees, and if anybody or somebody, whoever feels like what we are talking about is very important in their lives and they need Anya's help, Dr. Anya's help, how we can get to you?
Yeah, best just send a text to my cell phone. It's 310-293-2827. Again, 310-293-2827. Take full responsibility here for the number.
And I know you
and
have few of them because you are mostly in Germany and in America.
Yeah, and I think that's the easiest. That's the American one. And I think right now that's most, that you can reach me from every country. You can also connect on WhatsApp from Germany. That's for free. Then when you use that cell phone number, you go on WhatsApp, connect with me, and we can talk for free even.
And your website, if we can give people your website.
Yeah, such a long name. That's why I thought maybe.
Just give it.
Let's
teach people.
All right. It's www.anyawalterrees.de and in English.com. So it's my name, Anya, A-N-J-A, and then Walter Rees, walterrees.com.
Wonderful. And when somebody or anybody or everybody wants to hear First Kiss one more time and just check maybe more about Mateusz Maga future travels and successes, we can get Mateusz Maga where? Where is your address?
My address?
Not home address, which we would love to know, but really Instagram. That's the best. No, so Facebook people on
like
all
the same, you know, the same first name and last name. So Mateusz Maga, like MateuszMaga.
Wonderful. And and again, we'll be going
beautiful
to Agoura Hills, and we'll be going to Agoura Road, and we'll be seeing you in beautiful antique in Wizen Center, yes?
That's correct.
Yes,
that's makes fine things.
Yeah, and that's where we will find Agnieszka. And I'm so happy to say that I know you now for real, because we are on a Facebook friends, but now I know you.
And nice to meet
you. Nice
finally,
to meet you finally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love
you
for today.
Thank you
love
so for having you here.
And thank you for support, Ilona. Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know we love you.
It's very good for me, you know, like support for me now, because this is my second song in the future. Yeah.
Yes.
It will be.
Song will be great. You will be great. And your future is bright because you believe what you are doing and you work very, very hard. And again, you are a young gentleman. You're flying all around the world. Nobody is there with you to make decision. You are making decision for yourself. And I know you have great agency, but still you are looking for your own answers on this side of the globe. Then anybody who has any contact with good modeling agency, please contact Ilona Europa or Mateusz Maga or Agnieszka Hertz. Or, of course, Anya, Dr. Anya, because you know what? I'm sure she can find some good contacts for you, maybe in Germany, if not here.
Maybe and Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum. Thank you
I
so much.
I also would love to have.
Somebody told me about Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.